Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper with a pencil. I'm going to write my name, Mrs. Oldham. You write your name. Try to write neatly. And then you can put your pencil down because we're going to color first. Now, if you look at the picture, you're going to see some kids in a line inside of a classroom. And I want you to look for the boy in the front of the line. You see him? He's standing in front of the chair. And he's in the front of the line. That means he's the line leader. Mm-hmm. Let's color his hair black. Find a black crayon and color his hair black. He's the line leader. You know what that means, right? He needs to be a good example for the other kids. He shouldn't be hopping and dancing and grooving and moving. He needs to be the line leader and lead the other kids in behavior and make sure they don't run into things. Go ahead and put down your black crayon in 3, 2, 1. Now, I don't know if you know this, but my favorite color is green. So let's give him a green shirt. Give the line leader a green shirt. Yeah, you gotta lead the line when you're the line leader. Now, in my classroom, I have 2 lines, which means I have 2 leaders. Yeah, we take turns. All right, 2 more seconds for his green shirt. 2, 1, and then let's give him some brown shorts. Find a brown crayon. Give him some brown shorts. Sometimes that's called khaki. We'll give him some brown shorts. And then, because we are holding our brown crayon, we've got it in our hand, go ahead and color his shoes brown too. We'll have them be matching. He's the line leader. He'll walk carefully. Okay, brown shoes on his feet. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1, put down that brown crayon. Now, I want you to look for the girl in the line with curly hair, and she has a flower in her hair. Do you see her? Okay, let's give her blonde hair. So find your yellow crayon, and let's color her hair blonde or yellow. So she's got curly hair. She's kind of standing in front of, a little bit in front of the bookshelf and a little bit in front of, what do you think that door is? Do you see a symbol on that door that tells you what that is? Yeah, I think that's a bathroom door. Looks like they have a bathroom inside their classroom. I don't have that. Not in my classroom. Do you have one in yours? Or if you're at home? So go ahead and take 2 more seconds for your yellow crayon. 2, 1. Let's put a purple bow in her hair. Any kind of purple works for me. I meant flower. I made a mistake. It happens quite a bit. Hang in there. So we don't have a bathroom in our classroom. We have to leave our classroom to go to the bathroom, but some of our classrooms do have bathrooms. Looks like this one does. All right, while you're holding your purple crayon, let's give her, ready? Gotta listen. Purple, hold it, shorts. Mm-hmm. I bet you thought I was gonna say shirt, but nope, I'm saying shorts. Give her some purple shorts. This is where you gotta listen. This is the listen part of Listen and Learn. Take 2 more seconds for her purple shorts. two, and one. Put down that purple crayon, please, and find your pink crayon. Let's give her a pink shirt. Give her a pink shirt. So she'll have a pink shirt and purple shorts and a purple flower. So if our guy in the front, our line leader, with the black hair and the green shirt, if he's first in line, what number is this girl in the line? Is she second? Nope. Is she third? Yes. First, second, third. While you're holding your pink crayon, let's give her some pink shoes. It looks like they're flip-flops or sandals. I wonder if you're allowed to wear those at your school. We're kind of not supposed to at ours. Just because you have to be safe when you're running and playing on the playground. Okay, put down your pink crayon in 3, 2, 1. Speaking about things you're not allowed to do, would you look at that boy in his baseball cap turned backwards? Are you allowed to do that at your school? Let's color his baseball cap red. Go ahead and start coloring his baseball cap red. Boys and girls, in our school, kids can wear baseball caps for sure, no problem. Mostly outside, not really inside. But they're not supposed to wear them backwards like this kid. I think he's a funny kid. I think that's what we're noticing. This kid's funny. He likes to be funny. Maybe he likes to be the jokester and make people laugh. All right, put down your red crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's give this kid some brown hair. Give him some brown hair. So what number is he in the line? If our line leader with the black hair and the green shirt is first in line, this kid in the baseball cap is what in the line? First, second, third, fourth. You've got it. Now let's give him, find your blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. Let's give him blue shorts. You gotta listen. Give him some blue shorts. All right. And then pick up your yellow crayon. Let's give him a yellow shirt. I like blue and yellow together. I'm giving him a nice outfit, whether he likes it or not, this little funny guy with his hat turned backwards. Okay. And then, because we're holding our yellow crayon, you know what I want, right? Yellow shoes. Give him some yellow sneakers. These are either white and they got really dirty, or they're yellow. Whatever you want. Okay. Put down your yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, I want you to find something in our picture that looks like it could be a pet. Do you see it? Yeah, it's a little fishy. Find your orange crayon and color that fishy. It's on top of the bookshelf. Color it orange. We'll make it a goldfish. Yeah, even though this isn't a gold crayon, but you know what I mean. You know it. So the fish is in the water, so let's color the water blue. I'm going to use my light blue crayon. So put down that orange crayon. Start working on the water in the fish tank. Go around your goldfish. So the fish is in the fish tank, and the fish tank is on the bookshelf. Okay, put down your blue crayon. Do you see the lamp? Do you see the lamp? It's next to, what would you say it's next to? What is the lamp next to? Is it next to the fish tank? No, it's next to the pencil cup. So let's color the lamp shade, the part at the top that has stars on it. Let's color that yellow. Kind of look like the lights on inside this classroom. I have lamps all over my classroom. Well, not all over, but I think I have 4. Just because I think it makes it feel cozy. I like to feel cozy like a bear in a den. Put down your yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's color the bottom part of the lamp green, since it's my favorite color and we haven't used it in a while. Color the bottom part of the lamp green. Okay, and since we're holding our green crayon, let's color the pencil cup, not the pencils, just the cup green. So the pencil cup is between the fish tank and the lamp. It's between. Okay, put down your green crayon in 3, 2, 1. Do you see the chair in the classroom? Yes, let's color the chair. First of all, let's color the heart on the chair red. Any kind of red. Could be violet red, doesn't matter to me. Color the heart red. And then go ahead and put down your crayon and let's color the chair blue. Color the chair blue. So is the chair on the bookshelf? No. The chair is not on the bookshelf. Is it under the bookshelf? No, it's not under the bookshelf. Is it above the bookshelf? No, it's next to the bookshelf. We would say this chair is next to the bookshelf. And the boy is in front of the chair. Put down your blue crayon. I'm ready to color the bookshelf. Find your brown crayon. We're not going to color the books, but we'll color the part of the shelf like on the sides and the top. And that middle shelf that's holding up those books, we'll color this whole bookshelf brown. I have white bookshelves in my classroom, but white is not a color that shows up super good, so we're going to color this brown. Plus, this isn't really my classroom. It's a pretend classroom with pretend kids and a pretend pet, right? Okay, so the books on that middle shelf and the bottom shelf, are they under the bookshelf? Are they next to the bookshelf? Or are they on the shelf? You got it. They're on the shelf. All right. Put down your brown crayon in 2, 1. Last part we're going to color. Are you ready? We're going to concentrate on the window. First of all, it is true. I do have curtains in my window at school. I do. They're white. They're white, but we're not going to use white. So let's go ahead and color those. My favorite color, green. Color the curtains green inside the window. I do. I have curtains in my windows at school because boys and girls, I already said it, I like it to be cozy. And then go ahead and put down your green crayon. We're going to color the window, the outside and the inside that crosses. We're going to color all of that yellow. So find your yellow crayon and color the whole window, the outside and the inside part and the bottom part. Color it all yellow. So this window is next to the bathroom door. It's next to the bathroom door. I have 4 windows in my classroom. True story. I love them. I love them. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Don't pick up a pencil. Nothing. I want to know if you brought your finger to school today. Did you bring your finger? Okay, good. I hope you brought at least one. Ready? I want you to touch the star at the bottom of your paper. Do you see it? You see it? It's right under the girl. That's last in line. All right. Do you see that first letter? It's an A. Touch it. We're just going to touch these letters and we're going to move our finger while we touch them. Okay. And we're going to say the letters together if you already know them. And if you don't know them yet, just listen to me, but touch them. Ready? Touch the A. It's right by the star. Ready? Touch and move your finger. Here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. Go down in the next row. J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. Go down in the next row. R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Okay, go back up to the A. That's the letter next to the star. See how it's a bubble shape? Well, will you find your blue crayon, any kind of blue, and color that in for me? The letter A. A says A. A says A. Okay, put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, 1. Find your red crayon and scoot over to the next bubble letter. It's on the top row We have A, B, C, D, E, F, and then there's a bubble letter and it's an F. Color it red for me. F says F. F says F. Color neatly. Color inside if you can. Okay, put down your red crayon. Go to the next row. We have J, and then we have a bubble letter. It's the letter K. Find your orange crayon. Color the K orange for me. K says K. K says K. Two more seconds. Two. One, put down your orange crayon. Scoot your finger next to the K. We have L, M, N, O. There's a bubble letter. Let's color the letter O yellow. Color the letter O yellow. It's hard to say. O says ah. O says ah. Okay, yellow crayon, put it down. Go to the next row. We have R, S, T. T is a bubble letter. Let's color it green. T says t. T says t. Then we have U, V, W, X, Y, and the last letter is Z. And it's a bubble letter so that we can color it. I mean bubble like we can color inside of it. That's what I mean by bubble. All right, let's color that letter purple. The letter Z, purple. Z says Z. Z says Z. All right, put down your purple crayon. Scoot down to the heart. Do you see those numbers? Let's count them. Touch them and count them. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, how many numbers or can we see? Do you see how many that we could color inside of? There's one that we could color in, and there's another one, and then there's another one. So here we go. We're going to color them all. Ready? All of them. We are going to color green. So find your green crayon. The first one is the number one. Go ahead and color it green. One. The next bubble letter, the kind that we can, or I said it again. What's wrong with me? I think I'm getting tired. It's a number. Ay, ay, ay. The next number we can color is the 5. So I hope you're coloring it a green color because I'm messing up and I am not the person you should be listening to, but please do anyway. And the last number we can cut. I said number. The last number we can color is 9. Whew! I didn't think I was going to do it. All righty. Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. You know why, right? That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.